because we're already experiencing an increase of fees, a decrease in permits. We don't know if that money's coming from us and going elsewhere to promote what we don't know. But we need more inspectors to get our permits and our drilling underway in places that the people support drilling and the country needs the jobs. Where is the 4 cents going to go, and how much is it going to raise?
Well, Senator Lando, let me first say I disagree with your conclusions. The fact is, when you've lived through national crisis, I think it's very responsible to move forward now with the approval. Just last year, we were 100 shallow well permits, 60 deep water permits, and the rigs are back and working is very much public knowledge. And I've answered, we feel very comfortable in terms of the production that is coming off of our public lands, both onshore and offshore. And I have the Deputy Secretary make a quick comment on that as well.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Very quickly, on the onshore, we have 38 million acres available for leasing right now. Only 16 million are, in fact, being leased. Last year, we had 32 onshore lease sales offering 4.4.
I realize that, but Mr. Hayes, not to interrupt you, Mr. Chairman, it's not about what percentage you have under production that are leased. If you said how much land you have in the United States on public lands and then took your percentage of what is leasable and then took your percentage of what is drilled, you'd give the people of this country a better picture. Again, and I'm not an expert on onshore, but I am on offshore. 2% of the OCS is being drilled. Do you agree with that or not? Because those are the facts. 2% of the entire land of OCS, yes or no?
We've made available 75% of the reserves.
That is not what I'm asking.
We are not leasing areas where there is no oil.
Okay, and what percent of the entire OCS of this country is being drilled on right now? What is that percentage?
Here's Mary Sandler. The fact of the matter is that there are tens, and I think it's it is over 30, 40 million acres that we just did in the one lease. There's more than what we leased. The lease sale that I did in New Orleans in December, I think was 38 million acres. About 2 million acres of it was leased.
Mr. Secretary,
so when you make available at one lease sale tens of millions of acres, and you have some of it that's been, the companies are going for, they know the oil and gas.
Mr. Secretary,
the fact is, we are moving forward with a very robust.
We are never going to get, in my view, Mr. Chairman, we're never going to get clear as long as we continue to talk around and throw statistics out that try to make both sides look good. I'm not trying to make you look any worse. I'm just trying to get the facts out to the public. You, when you. St-